KPBS On Demand is supported by the Del Mar Wine and Food Festival, happening October 2nd to 7th. Founded in partnership with Alex Morgan, Drew Brees, and Rob Machado, the festival gathers chefs from San Diego and national TV, plus athletes and culture icons. Tickets at delmar.wine.
Good morning, I'm Debbie Cruz. It's Friday, September 13th. Some members of Congress are again raising the alarm about the cross-border sewage crisis. More on that next. But first, let's do the headlines. Parts of the East 8 Freeway in El Cajon and La Mesa will be closed this weekend. The lanes on that side of the freeway will be closed from the Jackson Drive exit to the Broadway exit. During the closure, Caltrans crews will continue construction on the Bridge Rehabilitation Improvement Project, which includes touching up old infrastructure of bridges and roads along the I-8 in East County. Traffic will be detoured to the North 125, the East 52, to the 67, and then back to the 8. The lanes will close at 9 tonight through 5 a.m. Monday. There's a chance of patchy drizzle in the inland and coastal areas this morning. Other than that, today and into most of the weekend, the weather will be pretty calm throughout the county. In the inland areas, temperatures will be in the high 70s. By the coast, it'll be in the low 70s. In the mountains, in the high 60s. And in the deserts, it's expected to be in the high 90s. The National Weather Service says there's a slight chance of showers Sunday night and into Monday morning in most parts of the county. There's another big shakeup in college sports, and this time SDSU is part of the news. Yesterday, the university announced it will leave the Mountain West Conference for the Pac-12. The change will be official in the summer of 2026. Three other Mountain West schools are also part of the move: Boise State, Colorado State, and Fresno State. SDSU President Adela De La Torre says the move will elevate athletics and academics.
It is only fitting at this time for us to accept the mantle of where we need to be. We are a great institution.
De La Torre says there are ongoing discussions to add at least two more universities to the Pac-12. Doing so would allow it to be a formally recognized athletic conference by the NCAA. From KPBS, you're listening to San Diego News Now. Stay with me for more of the local news you need.
Hello, this is Dr. Michael Lalage, Medical Director and Chief of Staff for Kaiser Permanente San Diego. For more than 50 years, San Diegans have entrusted their health care to us. Our care and coverage connect to provide medical care tailored to each member. With our integrated network of primary and specialty care, we work together using evidence-based medicine to help deliver positive results. We believe in a healthy and engaged life with good beginnings and dignified endings. We believe that life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness requires total health, including equal access to high-quality, affordable health care. At Kaiser Permanente, our cause is health. Our passion is service. We work to help make lives better. To learn more, visit kp.org/San Diego.
A bipartisan group of Congress members is again raising the alarm about the cross-border sewage crisis. Reporter Katie Anasta says scientists reported dangerous levels of sewer gas in the Tijuana River Valley earlier this week.
Imperial Beach resident Josh Okerman says the sewage odor has been pretty bad the last few months.
You can definitely smell it. It smells like it's probably not good for you.
County public health officials say it isn't an imminent health threat. They're looking into expanding a program that provides air purifiers to affected residents. But National City Council member Marcus Bush still has concerns. He says he felt a burning in his throat when he visited the area.
At the end of the day, we need to solve the root cause of the crisis, which is the sewage.
In a letter to congressional leaders, the bipartisan group wrote the years of underinvestment have reduced the South Bay wastewater treatment plant's capacity. They're asking for the highest amount of funding possible to repair and expand it in any supplemental package or budget deal. Katie Anastas, KPBS News.
Mental health resources are scarce, and yesterday, Palomar Health broke ground on a new 120-bed facility that will bring much-needed services to the North County. Reporter Tanya Thorne says the facility includes help for our first responders.
84,000 square feet and 120 beds for critical behavioral services are coming to Palomar Health in Escondido. The facility will offer a range of inpatient and outpatient services, as well as support for first responders. For San Diego District Attorney Summer Steffen, it's a priority to take care of the ones who take care of us.
This is a national program with proven strategies to help our military, to help active military veterans, first responders, our police officers, our EMTs.
But the needle on mental health resources in North County won't move just yet, because construction of the facility will last almost 2 years. The region is also still waiting on the 16-bed psychiatric facility at Tri-City Healthcare announced in 2022 and expected to open in the fall. Tanya Thorne, KPBS News.
As the school year gets underway, elementary schools have a new mandate to give 30 minutes of recess every day. That's because of a state law that recognizes the importance of play for young kids' growth. But reporter Corey Suzuki reports one factor is already complicating things: extreme heat.
As temperatures spiked across Southern California earlier this week, the staff at Perkins K-8 school in San Diego did the only thing that made sense. They ushered kids indoors and turned up the AC.
There's always the risk of heat stroke, dehydration, kids having headaches.
Perkins principal Fernando Hernandez.
They're like red in the face, they're sweating, they're drinking water, but they're still smiling and they want to keep on running. So we have to watch over them because they don't necessarily watch over themselves.
Indoors, students are safe from the heat, but they aren't necessarily getting that unstructured recess time that's now required by state law. That's because it's a challenge to have kids play freely inside a classroom. Hernandez says teachers often have to rely on more organized activities like computer games, drawing, and painting.
So the intent of the law to have free and unstructured time outside, very manageable. In a classroom, not as easily to implement, I'll tell you that.
Still, Hernandez is optimistic. He strongly agrees with the ideas behind the new recess mandate and is glad to see the state stepping in. He says Perkins will probably have to figure out a plan for recess soon, as climate change makes heat waves more frequent and more intense. Corey Suzuki, KPBS News.
More than 100 disabled veterans spent a week in San Diego last month for the VA Summer Sports Clinic. It's one way the department is trying to help veterans stay healthy when physical limitations make it difficult to exercise. Military and veterans reporter Andrew Dyer spent time with some of the veterans and says they get so much more than a workout.
Navy veteran Miguel Navarro is all smiles when he comes out of the cool Pacific Ocean water. Navarro's from Miami, where he says the water is much warmer. He uses a wheelchair to get around, but today he's on a surfboard.
It really makes you feel like you can still do a lot of things. It brings a lot of confidence back into the water.
It's his second year at the VA's Summer Sports Clinic. He's one of more than 100 veterans the VA's brought to San Diego for the clinic. VA staffers and volunteers help the veterans compete in a variety of adaptive sports, surfing, kayaking, and cycling outdoors, and one day in the gym. Sharif Al-Nahal is the VA Undersecretary for Health.
You know, we've got a lot of demand for events like this. President Biden signed the PACT Act 2 years ago, and that opened more doors into the VA healthcare system than ever before. We have more than 750,000 new vets into our system just over the last 2 years, and many of them are interested in these events.
The VA offers the clinics as part of each veteran's rehabilitation program. Some live with physical disabilities and others with those you can't see. VA spokesperson Damian McGee says this week, no one's talking about what they can't do.
Some of them have various injuries, and depending on where they're from and who they're around, you know, maybe they are told they can't do things. Maybe they are told about their limitations. But here, we don't focus on limitations. We don't focus on what people can't do. We only focus on what they're capable of and how far they can go.
Marine Corps veteran Damon Wilson from Vallejo, California, just kayaked across Mission Bay. He uses a wheelchair and can't use his hands very well. He enjoys kayaking, but says it's not easy.
For me, being disabled in a wheelchair, I need a different type of mechanisms in order to get into the kayak. I have to be able to jump out of my wheelchair, transfer into the kayak. I have to set myself up in a position that I'm going to be comfortable in.
Ready, press.
At Invictus Fitness in East Village near downtown, Alex Zirkenbach leads another group in some resistance training. Zirkenbach is a Navy veteran. He's also the founder of the Adaptive Training Academy. They teach people how to work out in spite of any disability. He calls it functional fitness.
Functional fitness utilizes movements that you do in everyday life. Activities of daily living is what therapists and the practitioners would call them. That'd be like squats, hinges for picking things up, putting things down, pushing, pulling, pressing, all the basic movements your body is meant to do. We teach these veterans how to do these best for them.
Because of the demand, the VA limits veterans to two clinics. So for some, it's their second and last time with the group. It's Atlanta Navy veteran Paula Fluellen's first time.
The experience to me was one of a kind. I was telling a lady earlier, I would always make sure everybody got to where they needed to go, but this was my time to get to where I needed to be.
The VA says it wants veterans to bring the lessons of the clinic home and make exercise part of their routines. Wilson says that's exactly what he did after attending last year. He started working out more, and now it's easier to lift himself in and out of his chair.
I'm able to actually be strong enough to get out with my kids. You know, I have children, and we're able to get out, and we can actually go kayaking together.
Wilson and his four kids, three girls and a boy, are a team.
So they can help me out, and I'm able to tell them exactly what I need and where I need straps and things like that.
The VA runs six national adaptive events across the country. There's winter sports, wheelchair games, and golf, and even a spring creative arts festival. Andrew Dyer, KPBS News.
Filipinos are the largest Asian American group in the San Diego region. Tomorrow, PhilAm Creator Con launches its inaugural event to celebrate and support that creative community. Arts reporter Beth Hacamondo spoke to the organizers.
Starship Troopers is the unlikely catalyst for this Saturday's PhilAm Creator Con, says founder Aaron Nabuse.
When I first found out the actual main character of Starship Troopers was Filipino in the book, my mind was blown. And it put me on a journey of trying to promote Filipino-American creativity whenever I could.
The inaugural PhilAm Creator Con celebrates the artistic achievements of Filipino-American creators across all mediums, from poets to comic book creators, chefs to filmmakers, musicians to tattoo artists. The convention has been a dream project for Nabuse for years.
I wanted my first convention to be an atmosphere where people can have conversations throughout the day to get to know the creators, so they can give advice or share some stories. So I wanted it to be sort of like an artist alley full of Filipino-American creators.
Nabuse hopes to make this an annual event to foster solidarity, awareness, and representation of Filipino-Americans in the arts. The event will host 17 vendors, food, and multiple panels at the National City Public Library this Saturday. Beth Acomando, KPBS News.
That's it for the podcast today. This podcast is produced by Emily Muhebi and was edited by Joe Guerin. We'd also like to thank KPBS producer Ben Lacey for helping the podcast team this week. As always, you can find more San Diego news online at kpbs.org. Join us again on Monday to start the week together with the day's top stories. I'm Tebby Cruz. Thanks for listening and have a great weekend.
KPBS On Demand is supported by the San Diego County Toyota Dealers. Experience the new 2024 Corolla with classic styling and offering up to 35 mpg, Toyota Safety Sense 3.0, and more. See your Toyota dealer to explore all Corolla options. San Diego County Toyota Dealers. We make it easy.